Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I know a lot of people have just completed spring break, whether school, public schools, private schools, elementary, high schools, the colleges, universities, and you know, you're going into those last few weeks of school left and kind of got to get refocused. And I know if you're like me, maybe sometimes you just want to say, you know, I want to honor God with my one and only life. And yet sometimes we just need to be reminded of maybe some of the basics. I'm going to call our class for this week Christianity 101. And the title of this class that you're taking for the next 3 days is, Did God Really Say That? Did God Really Say That? And I'm basing that simply off of 12 verses in Romans chapter 12. If you got your Bible and you want to hang out there with us, that's where we're going to be camping out over the next couple of days. And just only 12 verses, but a lot of nuggets in there that as followers of Jesus, that God's just kind of calling us to, I know the desire is that we want to look like Jesus, we want to live like Jesus, and we want to love like Jesus. And if you want to do that, then these 12 verses that we're going to look at today, Tuesday and Wednesday, I think will really, really help you to really kind of get refocused as we go into the spring and finish out the school year, so to speak. And maybe you're like me, you've been out of school for a long time, but you're like, you know what? I do kind of want to refocus my walk as a follower of Jesus. Let's look at Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 21. It says, don't just pretend to love others, really love them. Hate what is wrong and hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope, be patient in trouble, and keep on praying. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them, and always be eager to practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them. Be happy with those who are happy, and weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with each other, and don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. And don't think you know it all. Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. And do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the scriptures say, I will take revenge. I will pay them back, says the Lord. Verse 20, Romans chapter 12 says, instead, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals of shame on their heads. Don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good. Just a powerful, powerful passage of scripture there as Paul wrote this and Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 21. And I want to share 8 things that really spoke to me. And honestly, I could have done all week on this passage because there's so many things that as followers of Jesus, if we'll apply those in our life, man, we can really look, live, and love like Jesus. And yet, in this world and this culture, especially now that we live in, we just keep getting pushed further and further away from trying to honor God with our one and only lives. And, you know, first and foremost, I'm not about being a rule keeper. That's why Jesus came, because all the Jewish laws, there were so many of them that you couldn't keep them all. But I do know that God wants us to honor him with our lives. And sometimes I need to be reminded of those things, just like I get reminders to pay bills sometimes. And, you know, we get reminders about our dental appointments and doctor's appointments. And I'm so thankful that they email you and they text you about reminders and 2 and 3 days out before where I go to the dentist to confirm that. And I need those reminders. And so my goal this week is not to beat anybody up. Hopefully, if you've been listening to Hope Is Here Now for any amount of time, you know that, man, I want to encourage you. I want to give you hope. And yet, I also know that sometimes the reasons we don't have hope is because maybe we're not following Jesus and living our life in a way that's God-honoring to Him. And the enemy loves that. Trust me, when he can kind of get you off track on a detour, kind of doing your own deal, you kind of get an ego, life's kind of going well, and you do what the ego, it stands for EGO, edging God out. And I've been there. And I'm sure you've been there. And so I'm kind of hoping to maybe help you get refocused as a follower of Jesus and just say, you know what? I really do want to honor God with my one and only life and live like Jesus, look like Jesus, and love like Jesus. The first thing I want to share with you, did God really say that, is that God asks us to really love one another. I like how it starts out in Romans chapter 12, verse 9. It says, don't just to pretend to love others, really love them. And, you know, we say we love a lot of things. A new donut place opened here in central Kentucky in Lexington. I believe it's on Euclid, called Parlor Donuts. And I was fortunate to be able to try those out when I was on vacation in Florida a year ago. I hadn't been in vacation at all in 3 years and was able to go to Florida for a few days. And there's a place called Parlor Donuts. And they're kind of like donuts and croissants, kind of like cronuts, I think they call them. And they were just tremendous. And I thought, you know what? And if I hadn't dedicated my life to ministry, I would see about trying to bring a franchise of those to Lexington because it's so, so good. Well, lo and behold, about 6 months later, after I got back from hearing about that last May, found out that a franchise was coming to Lexington. So somebody else had that great idea. And I would say to people, oh, you're going to love those Parlor Donuts. And you know, I tell people, I love those donuts. And yet, you know, when we really love somebody, you know, there's things involved in that. It's not just, you know, lip service. It's also with our actions, our words, our deeds. And part of that, it says in verse 9, don't just pretend to love others, really love them, but hate what is wrong. And, you know, sometimes we've got to be there and we've got to be intentional. If we're really going to love others and love people, sometimes we have to address wrong things in people's lives. And I'm thankful that I've got some family members and friends that'll do that to me. And they always do it in love, but I am so thankful for them. Because, you know, sometimes I get off track. I get on a detour and kind of get maybe complacent. And so I'm thankful I have people in my life that do that and say, hey, I don't know if you know you're doing this or what. And so we need to hate what's wrong. But I like the last part of verse 9. It says, hold tightly to what is good. And, you know, friends, I mean, I think we have to be really intentional about that. If we're going to love one another and really love people. And, you know, I think really the best way to spell love is T-I-M-E. T-I-M-E. Time. You know, we've talked about this numerous times over the past 4 years, but if you want to see somebody's priorities, look at their checkbook and look at their calendar. And I want to ask you, with your calendar, are you spending time with those that you say you really love? And I realize that there's people that we love, but we can't be with everybody. But those immediate family members, of course, those close friends, really trying to be intentional about that. And maybe there's even people that you know have a special place in their life just saying, you know what, I am going to see about in a month trying to find an evening, a morning where we can have coffee or grab a meal together, do something on the weekend, or maybe it's even exercise, get together and take a walk together one evening. But T-I-M-E, that's one of the best ways to spell love, is spending time with those that we say we really love. But, you know, one thing sometimes, for me at least, maybe it's just me, but I got a feeling most everybody listening can relate to this. Sometimes it's hard to love those that are kind of different from us or kind of like the sandpaper in our lives that kind of rub us the wrong way. And yet, I got news for you. Guess what? You're somebody's sandpaper, and I'm somebody's sandpaper too. Ouch, that hurts a little bit, doesn't it? But it's true. And yet my dad had just this great saying one time when unfortunately, I was just kind of complaining about a situation, this person, and the way they were handling it. And he said, you know, son, sometimes you just got to love people where they are. And as I processed that, I thought, you know, that's so true. And that's kind of how Jesus does it with us. He loves us where we are, but he also loves us too much to leave us there. And he wants to grow us and keep developing our character. And yet, I know I'm guilty of wanting more comfort in my life. And yet, God is more interested in our character than our comfort. And the Bible says we are made in the image of God. And that's why I'm doing this series. Did God really say that from Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 21? Because I know if you're listening, you want to really love others and you want to live and love and look like Jesus with your one and only life. Dr. David Jeremiah, one of my favorite preachers, says, the Bible says that love is a responsibility. We are commanded to love. God doesn't ask us if we feel like it. He tells us in his word that it is our responsibility to love. And that's why I'm so excited. We're going to share an opportunity coming up later this week with Lifeline Christian Mission here in Lexington about how you can help provide meals for the people of Ukraine. You can make a financial offering, a blessing, but you can also go and help pack meals. And so we're going to be sharing about that on Thursday, so make sure you don't miss Thursday's program. But it's just a great opportunity to show the people of Ukraine that you love them. And we all know that actions speak louder than words, don't they? And if we really want to show people that we love them, then what we do is we spend time with them, or we put our financial resources. And with Lifeline Christian Mission here in Lexington, located over off Regency Road, they're providing an opportunity for you to really love the people of Ukraine. So I hope that you'll join us on Thursday for that. A second thing that God says to us is work hard and whistle while we work. I know a lot of you know that song, that older song, Whistle While We Work. And I'm not going to try to sing it, but you know what I'm talking about. I'm sure it brings a smile to your face like it does mine as I'm thinking about it. But I'm basing that off verse 11 in Romans chapter 12. It says, never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. And you know, I want to remind you, Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 says, whatever you do, whatever your task may be, work from the soul. That is, put in your very best effort as something done for the Lord and not for people. I know some friends of mine, Steve and Pat Smith, that own a business in Winchester, and they had that verse, they had it painted, you know, on the wall in script. So the people that work with them at their company, when they see that, they realize, you know, hey, you're not just working here for our company, you're working for God. And that's so important to know, especially when you're in a job that maybe, you know, you don't really enjoy. And yet, when you do your work with excellence, you have a good attitude, you do your work on time, you don't abuse the getting to work late, when you take a break, you just keep it to whatever's allowed, the 10 or 15 minutes, lunch break, 30 minutes, an hour, and you always work up to quitting time and sometimes even go above and beyond. Man, you are really honoring God when you do that. And that's what God's asked us to do, to not be lazy, but to work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. And we can all do that in our workplace. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I hope that you will stay with us this week as we're going to continue hanging out in Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 21, as we look at that passage of Scripture. And did God really say that? I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Imagine a new career with a ringside seat to all the action, high-profile criminal trials, the House of Representatives and the Senate, major sporting events, and breaking news stories for TV. We're called court reporters, stenographers, captioners, speed texters, and real-time communication specialists. If you live in Kentucky, there's a free 6-week introductory to Steno Machine program on Wednesday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. starting June 1st. Register for this free introductory class by calling or texting Tracy at 502-599-2125. That's 502-599-2125. Call or text today.